to the greatest, to the brand spankinest newest episode of Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM CFMH. This is your producer, Mr. Judd Crandall. I'm here with our host, as always, Mr. Tim Turnell. And we have a handful of very, very fine guests on our very, very fine show this very, very fine day. But firstly, I'm not sure exactly where Tim is. He wandered off somewhere. It looked like he was pulling down his pants. Let me just go see here.
Tim! Stop. I know. Hold on. You shouldn't have done all that mud wrestling this afternoon.
It's the power outage the other day. It was just like... I've been listening to the clock tower, and the chimes have been wrong this whole time. We're a little bit behind schedule here.
I know, but that doesn't explain 7 hours of mud wrestling. Come on, you guys, turn it on.
I have a hobby. Hold on, okay. Under the eyes, behind the ears. Okay. I'm rinsing all the fog and mildew off. In St. John, you don't get a tan. You get mildew stains. Okay. Hold on.
Pardon me, folks. My sincere regrets on... I'll just get this here. Did I hear you say pulling down my pants?
Well, I saw you walking out of the room and you're pulling your pants down and you're tracking mud everywhere.
It's my superpower to be able to pull down my pants anywhere in public. Welcome.
Well, you proved that last year, Tim. Everyone knows.
I did. We had a show last year where I was pantless. Thank you for endorsing that show. If you didn't see it, too bad for you. Welcome to In Bed with Tim Turnell, Local 107.3 FM's king-size talk show. Today, for our third episode, we give my main man, Judd, more room in the studio as I will be engaging in a sleeping bag, a Coleman traditional two-person sleeping bag, by my lonesome at the moment, in the customary traditional vintage orange-red color, with a sheet of memory foam underneath made from the highest quality materials salvaged from a UFO. It's very clever.
You do know a lot about sleeping and the paraphernalia of sleep, Tim.
I have been boning up on it. Did not mean... This is the part where we should probably add that comments and views expressed on this show are not necessarily shared by the company.
I'm just glad we had the folks from Interaction School on already. Because I feel like things are going to get worse before they get better from here on out.
I worry that they were going to mess with my jive of this themed show, but you know what? Those kids were really, really smart. They were really good.
You guys made a great blanket for it, too.
That was awesome.
It was beautiful.
I couldn't believe it.
It took up the whole booth.
The whole booth, and we had enough pillows and books to keep the blankets down. And on top of that, we had we've given you more room, as you can tell. We've got the drum kit out of the way, and hopefully you're happier.
I do appreciate it very much. And I also appreciate being out of the washroom, because this walk-in closet is huge.
Judd, you had did you do anything this week? You had Wednesday. Were you over at Callahan's again?
I was. I am at Callahan's almost every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
I am there every Wednesday.
Sometimes you're performing.
Sometimes I'm just taking people's money, which is also a kind of performance.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I wish someone had asked me what I did this weekend.
Oh, so Sarah.
Hey, Judd.
Everyone, please welcome to the show Festival Fundy Fringe Festival Director Sarah Rankin. Welcome back. Sorry to have Matt Damon'd you last weekend and run out of time, but setting up the drum kit was a little bit more endeavorous than we expected.
No worries. I'm totally glad to give the time to the performers rather than myself.
No, that's great. And we appreciate you once again returning. And please give us an update. How are things running from head office there?
Everything is going super amazing at the office right now. We're well ahead on a lot of the stuff that we wanted to get ready. We're going to start seeing some posters around soon.
Good.
So that's really cool. And we've got a bunch of special events all prepared and everything. So we're going to have quite the party this year.
You know what time it is?
What time is it, Tim?
Time to hit the sack.
Oh, God.
I like what you've worn. You knew we were going to have a sleeping bag this time, so you wore your camping gear.
I did.
Like 18 layers on or something like that.
I get really cold. It's cold out, man.
Oh, I know.
So
you look like a
cold.
Big Care Bear.
I have like 13 hoodies on right now.
Okay, I think we can make it in here. Okay.
All right.
And hopefully the husband... Well, you've got 13 hoodies. The husband shouldn't mind. Okay.
No, he won't care.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And then...
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't invest in the double. You had to bring the single.
Oh, my gosh. Your toes are so cold. They're like ice cubes.
I know. I told you. It's cold out.
You should check a doctor out about that. Circulation. You had a volunteer meeting not too long ago.
Yes.
Oh, this arm. Gee, one sec. Let's get this arm again. Okay. How did that go?
Really well. The turnout has been fabulous. We're still... definitely looking for more volunteers because the festival is just going to be that much bigger this year. We need more hands on deck. So we're actually having a big old volunteer party.
Oh, good. Like
on
parties.
Wednesday. So it's going to be amazing. JQ and Andrea and myself and Kelsey, we're all going to be there. We're going to have craft time.
Good.
We're going to bring
crafts
the paints out, get some signage ready,
perfect.
Get some promotional stuffs ready so that people will know where to go and how to buy buttons and all that cool stuff.
So you're finding your new job as director of the festival pretty good.
It's fun.
It's going very well?
It's very fun.
Good. And so people, please remember to contact the Fundy Fringe Festival offices about volunteer opportunities for yourself as soon as you can. And what is that contact number again, or is it an email or both?
Actually, probably the easiest way would be just to go straight to our website, fundyfringefestival.com/volunteers. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there is a link there to fill out the form and sign up to become a volunteer. All the information's there. Everything is all tickety-boo.
Great. And you can also find more information on Facebook and Twitter if you're looking up Local 107.3 FM or the Fundy Fringe Power Show, In Bed with Tim Trinnell, Theater Narcissus 12, Fundy Fringe Festival. All there, so much .coms and hashtags than you can handle. Sarah, now theater.
Yes.
Big deal.
Very big deal.
Fundy Fringe Festival. Having a Fringe Festival in St. John is a big deal.
It's pretty huge, and I sometimes wonder if people understand how huge it is that we have a Fringe Festival here.
Can you enlighten people about that then a little bit on why it's important to have, why it's such a monumental festival to finally have in St. John?
Well, we're a part of history now. This whole Fringe mentality and style started years and years and years and years and years ago over in Scotland, and it's been in Canada for quite some time. And now that we are a part of this, we're actually part of like quite a huge family of fringe festivals that are all over the country, and it's bringing artists, international artists, national artists into our city that we had never heard of before.
An exposure to some theater performances and styles and talents that we wouldn't be exposed to before if we were just sitting around enjoying our already, you know, quite talented talent.
Definitely. We're learning from each other.
And, of course, St. John loves its history, so it's good to have that type of festival to keep us on par with other major municipalities across the board.
And we're already noticing that. I mean, just even if you look at the numbers from our festival last year compared to some of the more established festivals around, we're bigger. We're getting bigger each year.
Is it the same amount of shows this year as last year?
It's the same amount of shows, but we have more things going on along with those.
And we have different, we have quite a number of different visiting companies and local companies that are contributing this year.
Yeah, and our reach is far this time too. We're not just featuring, you know, a larger chunk of New Brunswick artists and then, you know, a few from Ontario and a few from Nova Scotia. Now we've almost got it half and half, where half of our artists are from the Maritimes, and then the other half is from Montreal, they're from Ontario, they're from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that was the biggest application I'd ever seen. I couldn't believe it. Somebody from Vancouver had heard of us.
That is great, because not only is it great to see the visiting performers and have a taste of the outside market, but also to showcase local talent as well that doesn't necessarily get the exposure that it could.
Definitely. There's a lot of local artists that I personally didn't know of, which is unfortunate that I didn't know about them up until now.
Yeah, I noticed that too when I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, I've never heard of them before.
Exactly.
But they seem to be doing quite a bit. So, I mean, not that I know anything about anything, but that is really, really one of the gems that you can take away from this festival. Everyone can enjoy it. There's something for everyone, and it runs for
5 days.
October. Sorry, jeez. I'm already waiting for beer in Oktoberfest.
August 20th to 24th.
August 20th to 24th. That is good. Now, I hate the ums. You know the ums.
You have a serious case of the ums.
I know.
I know the ums.
You know the ums. That should be my band. The ums. Sarah, now, back on the idea of theater, we're always beaten over the head about how theater, a strong theater or arts community, really supports the development and health of said community. Do you think that's true?
I think it should be true.
Or is it just lines that we get to keep government grants flowing? I mean, does someone who doesn't know anything about theater, who might not have any previous experience with a theater show, which I have met. I have met people who have never set foot inside a theater or seen a play or anything like that. What can you, in so many words, what can you tell those particular people who may be listening right now that they do have something to benefit by either volunteering and or taking in a few shows?
I think it's all about just taking a risk. Like, instead of assuming that it's our job to educate about theater and assuming that it's, you know, our role as the practitioners or somehow these great gurus of theater, that somehow it's our responsibility to go out there and educate. I think the neat thing about Fringe is that we're not coming at people and saying we're the experts. We're coming at them and saying we're trying something new, we're trying something different. Why don't you join us and see if you can create something with that too?
Mm-hmm.
There's a risk involved. And I think that's what we're having a hard time sort of getting is people to take that risk and to try something new.
And it's inexpensive. It's a very inexpensive
and that's
risk.
The, yeah. So we're creating an environment that is, you know, taking a risk, but you're not threatened by it, I guess you could say. There's not a big threat when it comes to Fringe. Yeah. We're not censored. We're not juried. It's affordable.
Oh, my God. How's this here? My arm just... I only have the one buckwheat pillow here.
Did your mic fall down the side of the bed?
Just a little bit here. It's just kind of... I don't usually have it at this angle, so close on the floor. Sarah.
Tim.
Okay, great.
I'm just looking in the washroom now, actually.
Yeah,
sorry, I just wandered over here while you guys were talking.
We haven't put all that stuff away yet.
And so I pulled the shower curtain across. What happened in there? I know you wanted me to ask you how your week was.
Well,
but now I'm not sure.
It wasn't necessarily all mud wrestling. I've been involved with a theater, not a theater, but a web series over the last little while, and I will tell you all about that, folks. If you have not yet had the chance, please check out Hoveland 008. I have a reoccurring role on this comedy web series, and this weekend I spent over 2 hours in shaving cream. My face is burning. Whenever I smile, it feels like I'm cracking my skin. It's just burning so much. It's a bunch of local boys, St. John talent, St. John resources, a true punk rock attitude of just going out and doing it. And I tell you, these guys are getting better with every episode. They just premiered their first episode of their second season recently. Please check it out, www.youtube.com/Hoveland, Hoveland 008. It's a lot of fun. Sarah Rankin, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing your cold toes with me.
No problem. Anytime.
We're going to give away a punch pass,
yes,
to the Fundy Fringe Festival. So please, folks, go online to Facebook, Fundy Fringe Power, Theater Narcissist 12, or local 107.3 FM, Fundy Fringe Festival. Like, share, comment, post a selfie of you in your pajamas. And we're going to put all those names into a big draw right at the end of this series, and for a punch pass, as well as individual tickets. So please.
And the punch pass is good for 8 shows.
Eight shows.
And they are transferable.
Transferable.
Yay. So you don't have to just say, well, I'm going to go see 8 shows by myself and be all grumpy pants and solo and not have any friends. You can bring your friends with you and maybe go see 4 shows with your friend.
Get involved, folks, and keep yourself posted with those links to find out who's going to win. Thank you very much, Sarah. You're great in bed.
Once again. I hear it a lot.
Here, I'll let you out. Rain, I go away. Acid jazz on a rainy day.
See, everything in my head is a cloudy and gray. I got the platter spinning. They're going round and round.
Here they go.
Everything I do is gonna be funky today. It's a high heel shoes. And a flares day. It's a funky cat. And a sweet day. Now looky here, I'm gonna phone some numbers in my book today. Cause it's a acid jazz on a rainy day. Rainy day. Hey, yeah, find some friends and we're gonna hang today.
Hey, what's up?
It's a Gary Burton playing vibes kind of thing. And what kind of guitar did Wes Montgomery play? It's a Bobby Bird.
Get on up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking loud. Now it's a crowd.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, man?
A Spanish lace. Oh, my baby, you got a pretty face. A velvet tie. Yeah, it's a certain style. And if she smiles, come on, let's dance a while. Cause it's an acid jazz on a rainy day. Funkify, chase the blues away. You see, I'm glad to love you. I'm glad today.
Folks, thank you for joining us again. You are listening to In Bed with Tim Turnell, and I'm just getting back into the sleeping bag. I have released Sarah Rankin. She is still with us, but I thought I would do her a favor and let her sit down properly in the corner as we are about to welcome our next guest. It's just me now in the sleeping bag, just by my lonesome with my buckwheat pillow. I've got the speakerphone kind of nicely snuggled up to that, and we're going to hear from one of our visiting guests. And speaking of visiting, folks, this Friday, tomorrow, July 25th, I'm going to be in Woodstock, New Brunswick, for the Dooryard Arts Festival, where I will be participating in a multiple-person storytelling project. And if time works and the schedule, I will be there meeting the great people of Woodstock. So please, if you get a chance, come check us out. So, Judd, every Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday at Callahan's?
That's correct. Folks should definitely come down to Callahan's any given Wednesday and see some very cool talent.
And if you're out of town or province, definitely look them up.
Yeah.
It should be enjoyable. Especially if you are out of town and province and cannot make any type of arrangement to participate or enjoy the Fundy Fringe Festival. Well, still, please like, share, comment, post some pajama selfies of yourself to enter our draw. Because you know what? If you can't make it to enjoy one of the tickets to win or the punch pass, well, we'll try and find something else for you. If you're out of town or out of province, we'll send you a nice, good old St. John care package. Should be a lot of fun. This arm is really... I don't mean to... This is crazy. I'm going to have to do something about this arm. Folks, we mentioned that St. John, New Brunswick has its first... Well, it's a milestone. It's not the first. This is a second annual Fundy Fringe Festival, but this is really one of the first festivals that is so large and encompasses so many different aspects of theater, so many different genres, different levels, different people from all different walks of life. There's something for everyone. And is that Sarah? Are you okay over there? You're not too cramped up from the floor?
I'm just stretching, bud.
What is your favorite recollection from last year?
Oh, the cupcakes I got from Maycan Theater.
That was Maycan
the best.
Theater.
I loved those guys. They were rock stars. They gave me cupcakes at the end of the festival.
Met a lot of good people. Met a lot of good people that year. And oh, lovely. We'll save that thought. Marcella.
Hello.
How are you, Marcella?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you, darling. Is this Tim?
This is Tim. Welcome to In Bed with Tim Turnell. I appreciate you calling in and being on our show. It's unfortunate that you can't be here in bed with me right now.
You're telling me hello. If I knew this was an in bed thing, I would have been there yesterday. Holy smokes, I love it.
Now, you are a diva or a dame? Were you knighted?
I've been knighted. I've been everything, you know. So I am a dame, but I can't say spare words. We're on live on Fion Radio.
That's right. We'll
so I'm a
them.
B word, and I'm a princess, you know.
You have a lot
I'm
on
a
your
diva.
Resume.
I also set, teach self-defense with weapons of non-destruction.
Oh, that was...
I'm also a singer.
A singer?
I'm also a psychic.
A psychic?
Oh, my gosh. I do almost everything, you know, darling.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a psychic. I talk to dead people all the time.
Well, what does a diva wear to bed, since I can't see you in person and have you join me at the moment in my sleeping bag? What does a diva wear for nighttime?
Well, most of the time, darling, I wear lots of flowy things. Light, flowy, airy, and always very, very sexy.
Marcella is coming to the Fundy Fringe Festival this August. Every day you have a show here during the Fundy Fringe Festival called Marcella's Let's Get This Party Started, correct?
You got it, darling, yes. Let's get this party started. I almost called it, changed the name to Celebrate Yourself.
Celebrate Yourself.
Yes, because it's all about self-love, because, darling, there's not enough self-love in this country.
That
is disgusting.
True.
I have to tell you, I just heard a commercial, I think it was a Dove commercial, and they said 9 out of 10 women do not think they're beautiful.
Mm. Well,
that's disgusting, isn't it? A crime against humanity. So I am on a mission to fix this.
That's great.
Every woman is beautiful.
And so this is what your show is about. It's a one woman show, and you have. Are these basically like inspirational stories based on actual experiences from your life, Marcella?
Well, you know that might come up, but more than that, it's a variety show. You know, it's all about love and laughter and music, and you know, and I talk to the audience because it's all about you. It's all about the people. You know?
All about the people. I'm sure they're going to love being able to come see a variety show. I mean, in the tradition of, say, Dolly Parton or the Barbara Mandrell sisters, or I remember Dolly Parton used to come out in a different outfit every scene cut, you know, from her show.
Oh, and absolutely, darling.
Are we going to expect some flowing garments, darling, as you say?
Normally, darling, I have a whole bunch of people to come with me to my do my shows. You know, I have a 13-piece orchestra band. You know, I have a costume designer, a makeup artist, hair, la-da-la-da yada. But this time, I'm going alone.
Oh, you're
so
going to...
I will not be doing any... it's like I'm naked, you know? Because I'm doing everything on my own. My band isn't coming, my peeps, you know?
You're roughing
it. My
manservant.
Yes, so I'm doing it all on my own because it's a fringe, it's naked, it's bare.
Are you worried? Are you worried about going under your comfort zone like this in such a strange environment?
Oh, not at all, because I love people and people love me, you know? When it's all about love, there's nothing to worry about.
That is
true. Nothing to worry about at all.
Well, we love the idea that you're coming.
Oh, well, I can't wait, darling. I'm so excited. And I have to share with you, I am looking for another husband, okay?
Oh.
So I heard this fun city is a wonderful place to find men.
There are a lot of lonely people in the world. You're true. Not only, I think there's a Dove commercial about that, too. 9 out of 10 men find themselves lonely.
There you go, and they need to come to my show.
They do need to come to your show.
They will find love, and if not with somebody else, and with themselves, you know?
I love loving myself. Marcella, what kind of encouraged you to apply to the Fundy Fringe Festival, for instance, since we're so new, and to some performers of your credit and experience, we might be a little kind of maybe new, too new.
Well, you know, that's what attracted me, and especially when I found out your city's name is Fun City.
Fun.
And the Bay of Fun and Fun City. So when I heard that, I said, well, these guys, they love me already. They need me. They're fun. They're a fun place.
You got
and
it there.
Also, I was attracted because I heard you have the most beautiful city in the world. And I also, as I say, I'm looking for a husband, and I sort of thought this time I might like a fishing captain.
A fishing captain? Well, they can provide you with a lot of lobster, sushi, you know, it's...
No, I want the man. I don't want the fish. I like fish, but I want the guy who catches the fish, you know?
The guy that catches the fish. Marcella, we can't wait to have you down here. Folks, if you get a chance, please check out Marcella's Let's Get This Party Started, running between August, I almost said October again, 20th to 24th at the Fundy Fringe Festival. Marcella?
You are in love, Tim.
You were great in bed. Thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Oh, back at you now. I need a cigarette and a coffee or something, I tell you.
Come on, they're on me. Come on down, they're on me when you get here.
Thank you, Tim, and I love you all in Fun City.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you.
You too. Bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, child. Bye.
You've been listening to the latest episode of Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM. We are live on the air every Thursday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Tune in next Thursday for the next exciting installment. And as always, find us on Facebook, Fringe Power, Local 107.3 FM. And of course, go to your festival website, FundyFringeFestival.com.